Robinson Crusoe's Journal. September 30, 1659. I, poor, miserable Robinson Crusoe, was shipwrecked near the shore of this unfortunate island, which I call the Island of Despair. October 1 to October 24. I spent my time getting all I could out of the ship. It often rained during these days, this being the rainy season. October 25. It rained all day and night. The bad weather broke the ship into pieces. I spent this day hiding my goods from the rain. October 26 to October 30. I found a place in which to build my house and worked very hard, carrying all my property to this place. October 31, I went out with my gun to find food. I shot a she-goat. November 1, I set up my tent and my hammock. November 2, I set wooden boxes and boards to form a fence around my tent. November 3, I went out with my gun and killed two birds, which were very good food. In the afternoon, I began to make myself a table. November 4, this morning I began to plan my time. Every morning after this, I walked out with my gun for 2 or 3 hours, if it did not rain. I worked until about 11 o'clock. Then I ate. From 12 to 2, when it was very hot, I slept. In the evening, I worked again. November 5, this day I went out with my gun and my dog. I killed a wild cat. Her skin was soft, but I could not eat the meat. I skinned every creature that I killed and kept the skin. November 6, I finished my table but was not satisfied with it. November 7, now the weather began to be pleasant. From the 7th to the 12th, I worked at making myself a chair, except for the 11th, which was a Sunday. I was not satisfied with the chair. Note, I soon forgot which days were Sundays, having forgotten to make the longer cut on the post. November 13, this day it rained, which cooled the earth and refreshed me. There was terrible thunder and lightning. I decided to separate my powder into many small boxes and to store them far from each other. November 14, 15, and 16, I spent these 3 days making little boxes for my powder. On one of these days, I killed a large bird that was good to eat, but I do not know its name. November 17, this day I began to dig in the rock behind my tent to make a cave in which to store my goods. Note, I needed 2 things for this work, a pickaxe and a shovel. I stopped my work to make these tools. I made a pickaxe out of the pieces of iron I had taken from the ship, but I had no idea how to make a shovel. November 18, in the woods I found an iron tree, so called because its wood is very hard. With great difficulty I cut a piece of this wood, carried it home, and carved it into the form of a shovel. The making of these tools took me 4 days. November 23, I began work on the cave again, and worked for 18 days. At the end of that time, the cave was large enough to hold all my goods. December 10, just when I had finished my cave, the roof fell in. This frightened me. If I had been inside at the time, I would have been killed. I carried out all the fallen earth and built props to hold up the roof so that it would not fall down again. December 17. From this day to the 27th, I built shelves. December 20, I carried all my property into the cave and put everything in order. December the 24th. It rained all day and night, so that I could not go out. December the 25th. Rain all day. December the 26th. No rain. The earth was much cooler than before. December the 27th. I killed a young goat and shot another in the leg. I led the wounded goat home and took care of it. It lived and grew tame. It ate the grass around my house and would not go away. This gave me the idea of breeding the goats so that they would grow up tame and provide me with food when my gunpowder was finished. January the 3rd to April the 14th. I built a fence around my house. I cut branches from trees and planted them deep in the ground. After a while, they began to grow, so that my fence looked like a natural thing.